Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, July 22nd, 2010. This is Barb in Nebraska. And boy, the summer is almost gone. I'm out here taking a walk. Thought I'd record an audio boo and tell you what's been going on. Last night I went to a special event for the Friends of the Institute for Priestly Formation. It's, how do you describe it? It's held at Creighton University. This year there are 175 seminarians who came. It's been in existence for 15 years. First year they had 10 students. And the idea behind this is to give the seminarians a focus, a chance to sit back and reflect, and they I think it's a 7 or 8 week program. The first 8 days is a silent retreat, and they have spiritual directors, and I think they kind of follow the Jesuits' 30-day retreat formation. So it's for the diocesan priests, so they get a taste of the Jesuit Ignatian spirituality. What was happening last night was a holy hour, and the church was packed. It was at St. John's at Creighton University. And all the people that prayed for the different seminarians were there. I thought I was a spiritual mom to one of the seminarians, but because I signed up late, I heard about this about a week after they started. I was, I guess, a spiritual friend to all of them. So I prayed every day for all of them. I said a Hail Mary. And the Holy Hour was really neat. And it had the traditional, boy, there's a lot of cars this morning, sorry. They had the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And then we had the traditional songs that go with the evening prayer. And I've never actually been to a live one, so this was neat. A woman sat down at the reception and kind of explained how it worked, how one side sang one part and the right side sang one part, the left side sang another part. And they have this little part of notes, the chant part, and she explained how that worked. I never knew that. I just thought it was just somebody just doing a little song, because they kind of all sound alike. But there really is a purpose or a routine behind it. I didn't know that, so that was neat to hear that. And then they had the Canticle of Mary. That was really pretty to hear that. And then like 15, 20 minutes of silent prayer, which was really pretty. Boy, I probably shouldn't have been recording here. It's awful noisy. Sorry about that. I guess everybody's going to work. It's 8 o'clock. Then they ended up benediction with Tentum Ergo. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And the Divine Praises and Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. I did record on an audio boo the sound of that, the whole church singing that. So that was very cool. Then after the Holy Hour, we went over to the Student Center, and they had treats and lemonade and water. And you got to meet your spiritual son. Well, since I wasn't assigned to anybody, I just sat over to the side and visited with another woman. And afterwards, I visited with the Keating family, and they introduced me to the founders of the Institute for Priestly Formation. And that was nice to get to meet them. What was really cool, too, is that the two founders, they had celebrated their 25th year as priest. And my tradition in the classroom is in April. We send congratulation letters to the priests and sisters that are celebrating 25 or 50 years of being a priest or a sister. And so I got to introduce myself and thank them for writing back to my kids, because that was neat. They were very excited to get an answer back. And anyway, the Omaha World Herald had an article last weekend about the Institute and talked about how it's grown and its purpose. And they said 120 out of the 150 dioceses in the United States have sent seminarians to this program, and three have made it a requirement. And it sounds like pretty much it is done while they're in seminary, maybe before they start the first year. A lot of the kids were kids. They did look young. A lot of the kids were 23, 24, 25. So they were just either starting their seminary. Maybe they went to a seminary in college. And one thing the article did say is, the young men are so busy learning all about theology, they just don't have a chance to be still and quiet and very often. So they were just building that up for them, which I think is a really great job, giving them that good base. So I think that's all I have to say today. Oh, I've got bill paying to do and some paperwork to do, drop off a CD at the library. Maybe I can still be the mayor of the local library on Foursquare. And then I also have, oh gosh, what else do I have to do today? Oh, drop off an outfit that I bought that I don't really care for. Get my money back. So, well, everybody have a good day.